7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. What's going on? Let me tell you this much. It's 1930 UTC. And that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, I'm in the middle of a pachinko tournament. And I've got a cat sitting on my lap. A fluffy kitty named Pippa. Who's a good baby? You're a good baby. Okay, so what's happening? What's going on? What are we doing? What's the deal, yo? Okay, well, the weather is a little bit crazy today. It looks like it might rain, but I don't know what's really happening, but the wind is insane. It's absolutely gusty outside today. So we're not going to go outside. We got to stay indoors today, which is kind of fine with me because, I don't know, I'm a little sore today. Maybe I did too much stuff yesterday, walked around too much. I don't know. But today is going to be chill out day. Which is why I'm just, you know, sitting around hanging out in this pachinko parlor with my cat. I was kind of thinking about going out to look for golf balls anyway. It's a little warm, too, but if it cools down, yesterday was probably a good golf ball day. Well, actually, I know it was because I did go back down to the creek yesterday, shortly before sunset. There was like 5 white golf balls down there. And no colored golf balls, so I just went home. I'm thinking that, you know, there might be some today, but it's so windy. Maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll go down there tonight. I don't know. I am drinking some tea. It's delicious. Jinjin Mei. I like it. I'm going to drink this all day. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so delicious. Yeah. Can't get enough. All right. So yesterday was a fairly decent day. Yesterday was Godzilla Day on TV, which fails to impress me as much as it used to. Because you can now find all these movies on YouTube, and I can watch them whenever I want, and sometimes I do. But I did have this on yesterday, and I did watch parts of Godzilla vs. Megalon. You know, you gotta watch the world-famous drop kick. And you gotta watch, what's the other best part? Oh, the kid riding the little miniature motorcycle, and the kid saying,
"Hey, Goro, that's a nice robot. What's his name?"
His name is Jet Jaguar.
Hi, Jet Jaguar.
Okay, Pippa, see you later. Pippa's wandering off. Oh, yes. Godzilla vs. Megalon. Is it my favorite Godzilla movie? Kind of, in a way. In that cheese factor way, it's the best one.
Hey, Goro. That's like robot. What's his name?
His name is Jet Jaguar.
Hi, Jet Jaguar.
Oh, I could do that all day. And yes, I have looked online to see if anybody has, you know, uploaded that particular scene just so we could get that audio. I've looked for it, and I've never been able to find it. And why should I bother when you can hear me say things like,
"Hey, Goro, that's a nice robot. What's his name?"
"His name is Jet Jaguar."
"Hey, Jet Jaguar!"
It's almost too much for me to deal with. Almost. But yeah, I'm having weird sinus issues today too, because apparently there's a storm coming. We had weird pressure drop and weird stuff going on, so my sinuses are a little bit wonky, and it's kind of starting to irritate me. But I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Because now we need to listen to some music. Let's see if y'all are ready for this one. Shooby Dooby Doo Wop. Yep, you heard it. That was Pop Music by M, a man that's also known as Robin Scott. You know, see, this is all a setup because it's not that I really wanted to. What the hell? Oh, hold on a second. These goats are all over. Get out of here, you goats. Let me chase the goats out of here. Okay. Yeah, just get in your goat pen. Okay, so yeah, as I was saying, M, was a guy named Robin Scott. And shortly before he released pop music. Wait. Pop music was written in 78, but it wasn't released until 79. And so I can't tell you if this came first or second. I thought it came before, but now I'm not sure. Robin Scott did a collaboration with Ryuichi Sakamoto. And that was some good stuff. And all these damn goats. Let's just get to it. Robin Scott, Ryuichi Sakamoto, Warhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just the way it ends. Okay, that was Warhead by Ryuichi Sakamoto and Robin Scott, also known as M, from pop music fame, not James Bond fame. And here we are, once again surrounded by baby goats. Oh no, why is this happening? I don't know, I'm a little slow on the draw today. I don't know what my problem is. I'm just kind of down. Just on slow. I'm in low gear today. And even though I'm in low gear, I don't have the torque that you would think I'd have. So I'm just drinking tea. And I'm getting kind of hungry, so I'm sort of starting to think about lunch. And I already know what I'm going to eat. I'm going to have a lovely turkey and Swiss sandwich on a croissant. With some sour cream and onion potato chips. That's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. What will I have to drink? Well, I don't know. I might have a little cola-flavored soft drink beverage. I might have some orange cream soda-flavored carbonated beverage, because I have some of that left still. It's starting to get flat. I should probably drink the rest of that today. Speaking of soda, you know, I was at the deli, what, yesterday? 2 days ago? I don't know. You know, to get the baby Swiss cheese and the turkey for my sandwich on the croissant. And I ordered the turkey, and the guy said, "What, no pepperoni today?" And I was like, "Yeah, no, I got a big stack of that, but I do need some cheese and na-na-na-na." And, you know, while he's weighing all this stuff out, I'm looking right at the scale. And what brand of scale is it? I mean, come on, you're in America, you're in a deli, you know what brand of scale it is. It is a Hobart. And so I've been thinking about soda, I've been thinking about Hobart, and I've been thinking about Soda Hobart, Pizza Pal's cat. Soda Hobart. I love that name for a cat. That's so great. The only thing better would probably be something like, oh, I don't know, R&R Products Grand Ball Wash.
Keeping the ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook. We'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, little Black Betty there. The spider bait version. That's always fun. I needed a little of that. Wait. I was going to say, because all these goats are starting to get to me. But suddenly I notice I'm no longer on the goat ranch. Somehow I've been magically transported back to the pachinko parlor. And that's fine. I don't really have any problem with that. What I have a problem with is this coupon that's sitting over here. I have this coupon. It is a coupon for a free lottery ticket. And I was out and about the other day, and I forgot to take it with me, so I did not get my free lottery ticket. We'll do that real soon. That's gonna happen. I just gotta put this somewhere where I'll see it the next time I'm going out. I should put it in my shoe. That's often my strategy. If I absolutely need to take something with me next time I go somewhere and I'm afraid I'm gonna forget it, I always put it that whatever that thing is in my shoes, or on my shoes, or somewhere near my shoes if it's big. Because my shoes are by the door, and the last thing I do before I go outside is put on my shoes. So, you know, I'm gonna see whatever it is I'm trying to remember. That's the Tobe shoe strategy. I enjoy shoes. And I guess this is a really good segue into this next song.
For the money, for the show. To get ready, let's go, get go. And don't you step on my two-way shoes. Oh yes, yes, do it again. What's the matter?
Too slow, man. Too slow.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. To get ready, let's go, let's go, and don't step on my blue suede shoes. Oh no. Well, you can do anything, but let me off my blue suede shoes. What's the matter?
Too slow, man.
Well, it's a money show. Go, don't you slip on blue suede shoes. Let's do anything but my blue suede shoes. Money show. Go, don't you slip on blue suede shoes.
Yeah, the toy dolls with blue suede shoes by Carl Perkins. you can turn it back up now. I didn't mean to blast your ears off with the toy dolls. Well, yeah, I did. Who are we trying to kid here? Oh, speaking of kids, I'm surrounded by baby goats. Oh, here they come. Look out. So many baby goats. I like baby goats because they're hilarious. Been talking about this for a few days now, but I want to go to the goat park Is that a thing? Is there a goat park around here? All I want to do is... See, I keep thinking I want my own goat ranch or I want my own goat farm, and this is probably not the best idea, being as I live in a city and they don't allow livestock in the city limits. But surely somebody somewhere has built a goat park for baby goats. With lots of climbing equipment and, like, half pipes. So, you know, baby goats can do baby goat tricks. Because I like baby goat tricks. Everybody likes baby goat tricks. Oh, boy. How much tea do I have left? Oh, man, there's barely any. I'm going to have to make some tea. I'm going to have to make a sandwich.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
I do like sandwiches. And yeah, I might have to make a sandwich for girlfriend Vietnam. Because she doesn't have any sandwiches. Poor girl. Anyway, what am I even doing? Where are we at here? Oh, I'm looking at a clock, and the clock is informing me that, yeah, you're at a goat farm. You have a bunch of baby goats. No, I don't. Basically, it's the time when I have to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Now, the Dubious Goals Committee is a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. So tune in each and every day, 1930, for all the baby goat girlfriend Vietnam banana cha-cha good times that you can ever shake a stick at. What am I doing? I don't know. I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Thank you.